Catholic League, Joe Biden on a collision course with U.S. bishops. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on October 29, 2020. Catholic League President Bill Donahue said Wednesday that Joe Biden continues moving further away from the beliefs of the Catholic Church, putting himself on a collision course with the U.S. bishops. On Tuesday, the U.S. bishops came out with a powerful declaration in favor of defending girls' sports from the intrusion of cross-dressing males, while Joe Biden has come out in favor of radical gender theory. The Biden campaign's website is flagging their candidates' pledge to allow boys to compete against girls in girls' sports, Dr. Donahue notes. To qualify, all the boys have to do is say they are a girl, and bingo, they can compete. As we know, there is no marriage, family, or reproductive issue that Joe Biden is on the same page with the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, USCCB, Donahue states. What has gotten by most observers, however, is his support for gender theory, a fictional construct that argues if a male considers himself to be a female, he is. Pope Francis has condemned this crazed idea as demonic, he adds. In their statement, Oakland Bishop Michael C. Barber, chairman of the Bishop's Committee on Catholic Education, and Tulsa Bishop David A. Condorla, chairman of the Subcommittee for the Promotion and Defense of Marriage, urged the passage of the Protection of Women and Girls in Sports Act of 2020. That bill would prohibit federally funded athletic programs to permit a person whose sex is male to participate in an athletic program or activity that is designated for women or girls, adding that sex shall be recognized based solely on a person's reproductive biology and genetics at birth. The way to properly address gender dysphoria, the bishops observe, is by helping young people to develop a genuine peace with their mind and body, rather than facilitating drastic transitions in pursuit of an identity fully independent of their physical body, they declare. As Dr. Donahue notes, Joe Biden has taken the opposite position, making it a priority in his campaign. Allowing boys who self-identify as a girl to crash girls' athletics, and to use the same locker room and shower facilities, is not a side issue for Catholic Joe, Donahue writes. No, his website says he will act on this pledge on his first day in office. The Biden campaign is once again out of step with the bishops, he adds. We at the Catholic League have only one question. Why would Catholic Joe want to fight so hard for a cause the Holy Father labels demonic? He concludes. Gender theory is just the latest in a string of issues where Joe Biden has planted himself in staunch opposition to the Catholic Church, added to his radical support for abortion and gay marriage as well as his opposition to school choice and his hostility to religious freedom. Follow at Williams Rome.